Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We do all know that exercise is good for you, but is the place that many of us flock to feel the burn hosting an army of germs? Well, for thousands of gym users, all the dumbbells, the barbells, the cardio machines, they could be carrying a wide variety of transmissible bacterial, viral and fungal pathogens. That's according to our next guest, Primrose Freeston, who is Senior Lecturer in Clinical Microbiology. Hello again, Primrose. Lovely to talk to you.
Hello again.
Now, we should say that it is good for you to go to the gym. It's good for you to be fit and to be healthy and all of that. But you might need to be aware of what could be lurking in your local gym. That's our starting point.
Well, the problem is, okay, exercise is good for you. It improves your sense of well-being, even boosts your immune system. But the problem also is where there are people, there are the germs that people carry. And it's been recognised for over 10 years that gyms where people exercise, do lots of puffing and panting, coughing and so on, and sweating, is a hot spot for germs and infection.
So
the answer is yes.
And the hot spots in the gym are the hot spots, like the places like the saunas, the showers, the swimming pool, the hot tub. They're the places to really watch out for, right?
Well, not exactly. Okay. They are places that are nice and sort of warm and wet. And so microorganisms on people's skin or being coughed out or whatever it out, actually it will be kind of richly encrusted or richly swimming there. But really, anywhere where people have been, have touched, the barbells, the cardio machines, the bikes and handlebars and so on, okay, sweat from their hands, any bacteria and so that on the hands or body, will actually be deposited on those areas. And if you don't clean them after every use, the next use is going to pick them up.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about sweat then and tell us what's in sweat.
Well, sweat is actually produced by your body to actually sort of cool it down when you get hot, which you will do in a gym. Sweat itself is water-based, but it's also got salts in it, amino acids, some types of sugars, fats, lipids. In fact, for a microorganism, your sweat is a bit like chicken soup, very nutritious.
Nice. And even after it dries, I know I'm giving people the ick here now, so bear with us. Even after the sweat and the saliva dries on the surface it lands on, are those nasties still active?
Yes, they are. Okay, so sweat gets it positive on a surface, it dries, and it still can be a nutrient source for germs. I'm sorry, that's the way it is.
So what sort of bacteria and funguses and viruses are we talking about in these substances?
Whatever people have got on their skin, so it can be the staphylococci, even MRSA. It can be fungi that cause, for example, athlete's foot ringworm. It can be viruses, human papillomavirus that causes warts and so on. I mean, basically anything that you've got on your skin that's either causing an infection in you or might not be causing an infection, you might just be carrying it, can be deposited on those surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's bacterial or fungal, it'll quite happily eat the dried sweat.
Thinking back to the pandemic then, I mean, gyms were closed because of concerns of airborne disease. So even if you are wiping everything down, is there still concern about things floating around?
Absolutely, I'm afraid. Because people, especially when they're exercising, they're going to be panting, you know, more breathing more rapidly. And that means whatever's in their mouths is actually going to be blown out in terms of aerosols of saliva and mucus. Also, people cough in after they've exercised particularly sort of vigorously. And all that does is actually deposit into the air aerosols of viruses, rhinovirus, a common cold virus, COVID, I have to say, is still out there. Influenza, we're in the kind of sort of peak season at the moment. So all of those viruses can actually persist in the air for hours. And if they get deposited onto surfaces, particularly hard plastics, which there are lots and lots in gyms, they can actually persist for hours or even days.
I wonder if there are
You can pick them up and get infected.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there are gym goers listening to this saying, well, my immune system is really good and really healthy because I go to the gym a lot and I exercise a lot. Are they right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mild to moderate exercises, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, two or three times a week, actually can boost your immunity. I mean, and in the elderly, it can actually even stop their immune system actually declining with age. Overdo it, though, and it actually has a negative effect on your immune system. Think of those athletes who actually professionally are exercising very vigorously, you know, day in, day out. And they have a problem because their immune system does get a bit of a knock. And this means that they're more likely to pick up, for example, respiratory infections. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is an issue actually for athletes. Infections.
Well, let's talk a little bit then about how you can guard against this. The clothes that we wear when we go to the gym, are there certain items that we should avoid or that we should think about when we're dressing to go there?
Well, as for clothes, it's not really an issue, although cotton is always best for absorbing sweat and also for sort of allowing, you know, heat to actually radiate from your skin. And the real issue is not so much what you wear, but what you do with it afterwards. And really, every time you actually go to the gym, you produce more microbes on your own skin because of the heat and the sweat and so on. And so that's going to end up in your clothes, plus what you pick up from the gym itself. It's a good idea every time you exercise to actually wash your gym kit and also wash the bag that the gym kit's in as well, for that matter.
How often do you wash the gym bag?
I would say after at least every two uses.
Right. Okay. That's a lot.
Any more than that, it's going to end up smelly.
Mm-hmm. And what about footwear? I know a lot of people wear those shower shoes. You're saying that's an absolute essential.
Yeah, because whatever's on the floor in the locker rooms or in the shower rooms or these sort of sauna areas, okay, they are going to be whatever's on people's feet, and people carry things like warts and sort of athlete's foot and so on their feet. And so therefore, yeah, try not to actually sort of walk most definitely in bare feet anywhere in a gym.
So how do we do it then? Do we go around armed with an antibacterial spray, or what do you recommend?
That's probably not very convenient, all right, but I'd certainly have a small antimicrobial, antibacterial gel actually in your bag. Have a small pack of antiseptic wipes and wipe down the surfaces that you're going to be touching. It's not an overkill, quite frankly, because people regularly pick up infections of all sorts, skin infections, respiratory infections, even gut infections. You get an upset stomach from whatever's actually deposited on surfaces in gyms. So wiping down surfaces and above all, washing your hands before and after you've been in the gym to wash off anything that you've picked up.
Would you use an exercise mat provided for you in the gym?
No, I'd use my own only ever.
You'd bring,
okay.
bring your
because
own.
Because you don't know if it's, you don't know if it's been cleaned properly.
Okay, we put one listener off their lunch. Sorry about that, but you know, it needs to be said. We're trying to protect people here. But there's a really good suggestion from somebody about the gym bag. Rather than having to clean it every time, you could put a liner into it. So put a paper liner into it. Do you agree with that suggestion, Primrose?
It would be a surface, definitely. Yeah, so that probably would help. But the key thing is, be aware that there is an infection risk. And yes, you've got a very robust immune system from the exercising, but you still can get sick, however good your immune system might be.
Primrose, despite the topic, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for being with us. That's Primrose Freestone.